感谢主，我们继续马可福音的信息的系列。
Thanks God, today we will continue the message from Book Mark.
今天是第六讲。
Today is the sixth of this series.
我们一起来问一个非常重要的问题。
We want to ask a very important question.
到底谁是主耶稣基督的门徒呢？
Who are the disciples of Jesus?
作为主耶稣基督的门徒，应该具有哪些的标志和特点呢？
So as Jesus' disciple, what are the logos and the symbols?
马可福音从第一章一开始就告诉我们耶稣出来开始呼召门徒跟随他。
Well, in the beginning of Mark 3, it just told us that Jesus started to call his disciple to follow him.
并从一开始耶稣就向门徒们显明他在地上拓展天国的那个策略。
And in the beginning, he already revealed to his disciple that he has a strategy to expand his kingdom.
为这些跟随的人设定了一个榜样，向他们显明施比受更加有福的一种的生活方式。
And he acted as an example to his disciple that to give is more blessed than to receive.
接下来，从文士、法利赛人、从耶路撒冷来的这些人的对于耶稣的抵挡就一个一个显出来了。
And then, the resistance and the persecution of a teacher and Pharisees followed.
借着这个机会，耶稣又向门徒们显示说，在遇到阻挡、遇到难处、遇到挑战的时候，当如何又勇敢又持续的坚持的去为主去做见证。
And then Jesus showed his disciple, when you face obstacle, challenges, even persecution, how can you be courageous and firm?To follow the mission.
那今天到了这一段的时候，马可特别让我们的眼光看到耶稣基督对他跟从的人有哪些的要求。
And today the messages we're going to read, we will see that any specific requirement from Jesus to those who followed him.
他特别拣选十二个人出来作为代表，那在这些人的身上具有哪些的特征呢？
He has chosen 12 people to be his disciples. So what can we see from these people?
这一段经文不断地让我们看到跟随的人实在是人多呀。
This message actually showed us there's so many people follow him at that time.
因为耶稣基督能医治，因为耶稣基督能赶鬼，所以这个阶段呢，跟随耶稣的人呢，真的是乌泱乌泱的，很多人都跟着耶稣走。
Because at that time, Jesus has showed his power to heal people and to drive out demons. That's why so many people came to follow him.
但是在这许多的人当中，耶稣为什么单独拣选这十二个人呢？
But why among so many followers, Jesus just chose 12 of them?
今天也在问我们在这里的每一个人，我们的身上有没有带着那个真门徒的标志呢？
So today we also want to ask ourselves, can we be seen as this, you know, true characteristics of Jesus' followers?
在这样这么多的众人这个人群当中，我们身上应该带着什么样的标记才能够让人认出来说，哦，这些人是跟耶稣的人呢、啊？这些人是真的，是真的门徒、啊、
So how people could tell that we are true followers?Of Jesus among the big crowd, and they will say, "Oh, these are true Christians who follow Jesus."
所以这一大段是从三章的第七节一直到三章的结尾啊，三章三十五节这一大段就是让我们看真基督徒、真门徒的标记应该有哪些。
So from chapter 3, verses 7 to the end, it reveals, you know, what's the true logos and characteristics of a follower of Jesus.
从第七节啊到第十二节，就给我们讲，真的是许多人，耶稣去了海边，许多人就跟着他。
From verses 7, it told us that there's so many. Jesus went to the shore, and many people follow him.
许多人听见耶稣所做的事呢，就从犹大、耶路撒冷、以土买、约旦河外、推罗、西顿，甚至很远的地方，他们都赶过来。来跟着耶稣。
Because when they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the region across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon.
因为人实在太多，耶稣从岸边不得不上了船。
Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him.
免得众人拥挤他，你就知道那是多少的人了。耶稣在岸边都站不住，没有地方站了。
So you can imagine how many people, because he has no place to stand.
很多人是有病的。
Many of them are sick.
很多人是被鬼所附、被鬼所搅扰的人。
Many of them were possessed by demons.
耶稣就医治了许多的人。
And he healed many of them.
然后接下来，马可就告诉我们，耶稣就上了山。
Then Mark told us that Jesus went to the mountain.
路加福音告诉我们说他彻夜的在那里祷告。
And from Luke, we know that he was praying all night.
整本福音书里面唯一一处记载耶稣一个晚上没有睡觉，彻夜在那里祷告的，就是在这里。
So that's the only place that we can find from the Bible that Jesus did not sleep all night and was praying all night.
祷告了整夜之后，他就做了这一件事情，就是设立了十二个人。
And after his praying over the night, he did this. He made the following decision.
这十二个人呢
，12 disciples
又被称作使徒。
Those 12 followers were called disciples.
从跟随耶稣的这些人当中，有一批人叫做门徒。
Many of the followers were called disciples.
门徒是跟着耶稣的学生。
Disciples are the students who follow Jesus.
那在这些门徒当中呢，耶稣又单独特别的选出十二个人，叫做使徒。
Among those disciples, he chose 12 of them and called them apostles.
给他们权柄。
He gave them power, authority.
差派他们出去。
He sent them out to preach.
成为他的代表，成为他的使者。
So they became the ambassador of Jesus Christ and they work with Jesus.
然后从二十节到三十五节呢，这是一个很明显的一个对称的结构。
So from verses 20 to 35, we can see this a very systematic structure.
一会儿会给大家看那个对称结构，一看你就清楚哈。整个这一段二十节到三十五节的那个中心人物就是耶稣基督自己。
So we will further explain later. The structure actually reveal, you know, the center of these passages is Jesus Christ.
很多的人，包括众人，包括他的家人，包括从耶路撒冷特地赶过来的文士，都围着耶稣的周围。
Many people just circle around Jesus, including his follower, his family, and his disciples.
然后有人就告诉这个耶稣说，因为人多嘛，这家人要找耶稣都进不来。
And somebody told Jesus that his families were looking for him because there was a huge crowd, they couldn't get in.
有人传话进来说，你的家人、你的母亲、你的兄弟在门外，告诉耶稣。
Somebody passed down the message that your mother and brothers were looking for you.
耶稣就借着这个机会告诉众人说，到底谁是我的真正的家人，真正的属于我的那些门徒，跟随我的，属于天国里面那个子民，具有什么样的特点。
So Jesus took this opportunity to tell people who are the true family he treasures and what are the characteristics and logo that they can find from his families.
所以我们把最后这一段一起来读一下。
So let's read the last passage together.
从三十一节开始啊，当下耶稣的母亲和兄弟来，站在外边，打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in to call him.A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you."
耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？
Who are my mother and my brothers? He asked.
就四面观看，那周围坐着的人说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人。就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Then he looked at those seated in the circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
耶稣基督在寻找那些愿意来与他同在、跟随他，而且遵行天父旨意的人。
Jesus was looking for those who are willing to follow him and who are willing to obey God's will.
他在他们当中选了十二个人。
He has chosen 12 among them.
为什么是十二？
Why 12?
其实这十二个人当中真正常常伴随着耶稣基督的只有三四个人。
Actually, among the 12, only 3 or 4 actually were with Jesus all the time.
常常提到就是彼得、约翰、雅各，再加上安德烈，有的时候。
Like Peter, John, James, and yeah.
去这个克西马尼园祷告，他就带着这三个人，前面三个人。
When he prayed to the Kazmania, he brought all these people.
上了山登山变相的时候，只有三个门徒，这个最亲近的这三个人跟着他。
When he went up to the mountain and he revealed who he is, only 3 of them followed.
这十二个人当中，大部分人的做了什么事，说了什么话，圣经记得很少。
Actually, the Bible records very few of what they have said, what they have done, you know, for the rest of the disciples.
那为什么是十二呢？
But why Jesus has to choose
而且这十二个人的名字很仔细地记载在三本福音书加上使徒行传里面。
And those names were recorded in three of the Gospels and also Acts.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立十二个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that the name might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons.
这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给他们这两个人起名叫半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。
These are the 12 he appointed, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, to them gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder.
又有安德烈、菲利、巴多罗麦、马太、多马、亚勒斐的儿子雅各和达泰，并费润党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus.
所以历世历代的教会都知道说这十二个人的名字是什么。
You know, in history, people all know who those 12 disciples, apostles are.
其中一个犹大后来出卖耶稣之后，他自杀了。
One of them, Judas, when he betrayed, after he betrayed Jesus, he committed suicide.
然后门徒们聚在一起的时候，又特别选出第十二个马提亚来补上这个位置。
So when the rest of them, the apostles, gathered together, they pick up another one to replace Judas.
所以看来十二这个数字是非常重要的。
So the number 12 is very significant.
其实这十二个人做的事情呢，门徒也跟着一起去做。
Well, actually, what the 12 apostles did, other disciples also followed.
但这十二个人是一种很强的象征的意义在里面。
But the 12 of the apostles has a very symbolic meaning.
因为我们知道以色列这个民族就是从雅各的十二个儿子里面生出来的。
Because we know the people of Israel that came from the 12 sons of Jacob.
之所以犹太人这个民族成为神特别的选民，是借着亚伯拉罕，经过以撒，到了雅各。雅各的名字被改成以色列，然后才开始了这个民族。
So, the origin of the Israelite people started with Abraham, and then later to Jacob with his 12 sons, and then it became the Israelite we know today.
亚伯拉罕除了以撒之外，还有其他的儿子。
Well, Abraham actually have other sons other than these 12 sons.
所以不是亚伯拉罕所有的后代都是神的选民。
So it's not all Abraham's sons became God's chosen people.
以撒也有两个儿子。
Isaac also have 2 sons.
雅各和以扫。
Jacob and Esau.
那只有雅各他再生出来的十二个儿子才成为神所拣选的这个民族的开始。
Only the 12 sons came from Jacob become the chosen people and became the ascendants of ancestor of Israel.
在雅各还活着的时候，他的十二个儿子和家人一共70口人下到了埃及。
When Jacob was still alive, all his family, about 70 of them, went to Egypt.
在那里经历了400年之后，当他们在摩西的带领之下走出埃及，来到西奈山底下的时候，哇，这时候已经成了一个民族了啊！光20岁以上能打仗的人就超过60万，全民族的人加在一起上百万的人。
So, after 400 years, became alien in Egypt. When they followed Moses to leave Egypt, they have become a strong people. All those who can fought at the time is 600,000.
所以以色列这个民族就是从这十二个儿子生出的十二个支派组成的这样一个民族。
So Israel was actually formed by those 12 sons and their descendants.
而且不仅如此啊，十二个支派和这里面我们读到的十二个使徒，将来在永恒当中都要被神所纪念。
Not only the story we just read, but in the future, you know, those 12 sons and the 12 tribes will be remembered by God forever.
将来我们要去到那个新耶路撒冷城哈，这个永恒当中荣耀的城里面呢，有12个城门。
So the new Jerusalem that we are going to has 12 gates and 12 foundations.
有12个天使站在城门上。
There are 12 angels standing on each of the gate.
在那个城门上刻着十二个以色列的支派的名字。
And on the gate, the name of each tribe was carved.
然后在这里呢，十二个使徒的名字也被纪念在这里。
And also the 12 apostles' names.
这是记载在启示录的第21章。
It was recorded in the Revelations, chapter 21.
使徒约翰说，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，讲那由神那里用天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Well, Apostle John said in Revelation,And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal.
有高大的墙，有十二个门，门上有十二位天使，门上又写着以色列十二个支派的名字。东边有三门，北边有三门，南边有三门，西边有三门。城墙有十二根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
It had a great high wall with the 12 gates, and with the 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west.The wall of the city has the 12 foundations, and on them, the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
耶稣基督在这座山上彻夜祷告之后做的这件事情是有永恒意义，在永恒当中蒙纪念的。
So the decision Jesus made after his pray over the night on the mountain, it has an eternal meaning. It will be remembered forever.
代表着神工作的一个新的时代，恩典的时代，教会的时代，天国降临人间的时代已经开始了。
It means that the beginning of a new era, the era is the kingdom of God, heaven has begin on earth, and it's the new era of the church.
以色列这个民族十二个支派还是蒙上帝纪念的。
The 12 tribes of Israel still was remembered. were remembered by God.
将来那个城门上还是要刻着这十二个支派的名字。
And in the future, the New Jerusalem will also have their names on the gate.
但神新的工作的开始，新的做事的方式，从耶稣基督设立这十二个使徒开始，就开始了一个新的时代。
But God has a new plan and perform and started a new era when Jesus chose these 12 apostles. It's a mark of a new generation.
在这之前，以色列这个民族、这个国家是上帝在地上的办事处。
So before that, Israel, they are like, you know, representative office on earth on behalf of God.
人要献祭，要亲近神，来耶路撒冷。
So whoever want to get close to God and want to offer sacrifice, they have to come to Jerusalem.
到圣殿去献祭。
They have to go to the temple to offer sacrifice.
你要想向神祷告，去找耶路撒冷的祭司，通过他们来跟神来沟通。
If you want to pray, you have to go to the high priest of Jerusalem, so you can only communicate with God through them.
但当耶稣基督在山上呼召这十二个人来以后，设立他们做使徒以后，神在地上的办事处就改变了。
But when Jesus has chosen these 12 apostles on the mountain, so God's representative on earth has changed.
不再是借着一个有形的圣殿、有形的一个民族，而是借着那个随处走动的、生活在人群当中、你我活动的这个教会，圣殿就是我们今天的教会。
So God's representative is no longer a physical temple or a city, a priest, but you know, it became like the holy temple everywhere. It's inside you and me. We became God's holy temple.
以前以色列这个民族蒙神拣选是要祝福万国的。
Well, the reason why the Israelites were chosen because God wanted to bless all people through Israelites.
他们就是上帝在地上所拣选的大使，走到哪里也可以带给人上帝的祝福。
They were the ambassadors actually chosen by God on earth, so God can bless people through them.
但是从这开始以后，这个大使就改变了，你我属于耶稣基督的教会成了地上的大使。
But after Jesus has chosen these 12 apostles, it has changed. That you and I became the ambassador of God. We became church.
你要去天国办签证吗？要经过今天的教会，基督徒把你带到神的面前，办好这个手续，你可以进入到天国。
If you want to apply a visa to go to the kingdom of heaven, then you have to go through, you know, Christians and through churches. Then they can help you to get a visa to go to the kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要小看我们在神面前的这个身份哦。
So don't look at.Down, you know, our the status before God.
不要小看我们的教会哦。
So, don't minimize the significance of a church.
我们是在地上代表神的。
We are the representative of God.
阴间的门、阴间的权柄没有办法阻挡教会。神借着教会是释放的能力和权柄。
So the authority of the hidden cannot stop us from the, you know, release the power and authority of God.
我们有这样的权柄，可以攻入阴间的门，把人的灵魂救出来。
We have the authority to break through the gate of the hell and save life from it.
我们可以在地上奉耶稣基督的名祷告的时候，我们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；我们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So when we pray in Jesus' name, whoever those who we are, you know, binded on earth will be also binded on heaven. Those who we release on earth will be released in heaven.
在地上，我们什么时候行使神给我们这样的权柄？
So when we perform this kind of authority given to us on earth,
就是当我们弟兄姐妹聚在一起奉耶稣基督的名祷告的时候。
It was when we gathered together to pray in Jesus' name.
所以在我们当中哈，我们每个星期三的晚上大家都聚集在一起啊，好多人可能没有意识到这件事情是何等的重要。
So every Wednesday we had a prayer meeting in the evening.Maybe some of you do not know the significance of this prayer meeting.
在这个教会当中发生最重要的事情是在那天晚上。
So the most important and the significant event was on Wednesday evening.
神要借着我们这一批人，借着这个教会，要在这里释放人的灵魂，拯救人进入到天国，来开展教会的事工，就是在那个晚上，弟兄姐妹能够同心合一祷告的时候，那个能力才释放下来。
So God's power was released and revealed when brother and sister came together on Wednesday evening to pray.
不仅仅限于星期三的晚上，当我们随时随地的两三个人聚在一起，奉着耶稣基督的名祷告的时候，那个就是上帝的能力释放在我们当中的时候，真正有意义的事情发生的时候。
So not only limited to Wednesday evening, whenever we have a brother and sister gathered together and prayed, then God's power and authority will be released that we can save life.
这是我们教会在世界的面前啊，作为上帝的代表。
So this is as a church that we are the ambassador on earth, on behalf of God.
同时这十二个人也在上帝的面前代表这一批跟随耶稣基督的人。
Those 12 apostles also represent those who follow Jesus on earth.
他们成了教会的代表，成为众门徒的代表，在上帝的面前领受神的能力，领受神的启示，领受神的智慧。
Those 12 apostles became the representative of follower of Jesus on earth. They can receive the Holy Spirit. They can receive their revelation from God.
神给他们的启示，神给他们的话语，今天成了我们教会所领受的话语和启示。
So those messages and the revelation God has given them today become what we receive.
所以从第一天教会成立的第一天开始，这些门徒的特征就是他们恒心的遵守什么？使徒的教训。
So from the very beginning, you know, those followers follow closely the teaching of apostles.
所以这十二个人非常的重要哈，他们在人的面前代表神，在神的面前代表教会，代表众门徒。
So those 12 apostles are very important because in front of God, they are the representative of churches and the Christian. But among the people, they are the ambassador of the heaven and God.
Yeah, 明天七月四号，美国独立日啊，美国建国246年了。
So tomorrow will be the, you know, July 4th. It's
236. 在246年前，1776年7月4号啊，这一些这个建国元勋的聚集在一起啊，签署了美国的独立宣言。
So 246 years ago, those founding fathers got together and signed the independence declaration of independence.
所以最主要的是他中有七个人最主要了。
So among them there are seven founding fathers.
代表着一个国家的诞生。
They represent a birth of a new nation.
签署了独立宣言过后，他们又签署了美国的宪法。
They signed the Declaration of Independence. Later on, they also signed the U.S. Constitution.
一代一代的传递到如今已经246年过去了。
So one generation after another, you know, 246 years have passed.
所以这十二个使徒就像当初这美国哈这七个建国的元老一样啊，开始了一个新的时代，然后把这个上帝的恩典一代一代的传递下去。
So those 12 apostles are just like those founding fathers of the United States. They start a new kingdom, a new era, and pass down all this to the next generation.
这十二个使徒以及这十二个使徒所代表的这种的门徒的特征，成为历世历代真门徒、真教会的特征。
So the logo, the signs of these 12 apostles become the logo and sign of Christians and the churches, one generation after another.
使徒彼得对教会讲说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Apostle Peter said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
好，这里问题就出来了，谁是彼得说的你们呢？
So who are those people that Peter mentioned here?
但是那么多人跟耶稣啊，不是所有的人都，是使徒，都是门徒的。
At the time, there's so many people follow Jesus, but not every one of them are disciples.
那么多人拥挤耶稣基督，跟着耶稣，但真正能够存下来的，只有那一小批的人，被称作门徒和使徒的人。
There are so many people, a huge crowd followed Jesus, but in the end, there's only very limited number of them were called disciples or even apostles.
当我们今天读到这句话说唯有你们，唯有你们的时候，你心里有没有这样的回应？你说我就是这里的你们呢？
So today, when we read this passage, but you are a chosen generation, when we read this sentence, did you ask yourself, am I one of them?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种把握？你说我就是那个圣洁的国度、君尊的祭司、属神的子民呢？
So are you? Can you be sure that you are a royal priesthood? You are one of the holy nation, member of the holy nation, and one of His special people.
这一些被称作你们的这些人身上到底有什么标记和特点？你真的能够确定有把握说你是属于这一批人的吗？
So what are the logos, signs of, or characteristics of these people, and you can be sure that you are one of them?
我们开车在路上啊，这个尤其是到了午餐晚餐的时间，饥肠辘辘哈，我们就找这些的牌子。
So you know, when we drive on the road, especially approaching the meal time, we were always looking at these logo and you know trademarks.
啊，车开得很快，但是瞄一眼我们就知道，哦，这里有什么样的地方我们可以吃东西了。
Even though you were, you know, you're driving fast, but when you look at this sign, then you understood that, oh, this is the place I can have a meal.
Yeah, 这是哪座城市的标记啊？
Can you recognize?
啊，从香港来的人一看就知道啊，这是我们香港这个，海湾的地方的大楼。
So those who came from Hong Kong will immediately recognize this is, you know, the trademark of Hong Kong.
Yeah, 来自上海的啊，你这很熟悉啊，这是我们的城市。
So those who came from Shanghai were immediately recognized, oh, this is my city.
这是哪里啊？哎呀，台湾的弟兄姐妹一看就知道。
So those who came from Taiwan could recognize this immediately.
这是美国哪座城市的标记呢？
St. Louis.
Oh,
yeah, people know this is from St. Louis.
有一个小朋友第一次看到那个标记说，哎，麦当劳怎么就剩一半了？
So when people, when a child saw this, he asked why the McDonald's changed their logo, only half of it remained.
啊，这标记很重要，很简单的符号，大家一认就认出来。
So the trademark and the signs are very important. People can recognize immediately.
这些人大家认识多少？
So how many of these people you can recognize?
大家肯定认识其中的一些啊。
Of course, I'm sure that you can recognize some of them.
这些人都非常有名。
They are very famous people.
有科学家，有艺术家，有这个搞政治、搞革命的。
Some of them are scientists, artists, and some of them, you know, are a politician or the revolutionary.
这些人有一个共同的特点，大家知道吗？
Do you know they have a one common characteristic?
他们都是犹太人。
They are all Jews.
那光看他们的外表，你怎么知道他们是犹太人？
But how could you recognize they're Jew from their appearance?
啊，如果看到这些人啊，从他们的穿着，从他们的过节的习惯，你就知道哦，这些人是犹太人。
But when you look at these people, you can, you know, see from how they dress themselves, what kind of festival they're celebrating, you can immediately recognize they're Jews.
所以今天我们就问，在这芸芸的人海当中，众人当中，人们怎么能够认出你我来，是耶稣基督的真门徒呢？
So I have to ask you today, among so many people, how can people recognize we are the true disciple and the true follower of Jesus Christ?
所以下面大家一定要注意听了。
So please listen carefully.
你来对照一下我们自己。
You know, so that we can compare ourselves with
those people. 这段经文里面讲了真门徒的三个标记。
In this passage, it mentioned the three characteristics of a true follower of Jesus.
我们身上带不带着这三个真门徒的标记呢？
Can we be seen, you know, carrying these three major characteristics?
我们教会中的事工能不能反映出这三个真教会、真门徒的标记呢？
So can our church service, you know, activities reveal the three main characteristics?
当主耶稣基督拣选了这十二个人之后，马可记了一句话。
After Jesus has chosen these 12 apostles, in Mark, one sentence was recorded.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里，他就设立十二个人，要他们做什么事情啊？要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted.And they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons.
这十二个人区别于其他的人的，这里讲了两件事情是他们特别的。
So these two following things separated these 12 apostles from others.
一个叫常与主同在。
So they may be with him.
他们不是住一段时间就离开耶稣，他们是一直跟着耶稣。
Those people did not stay with him for a while and left. They stay with him.
以前做渔夫的把船和网都撇下了。
Those fishermen just abandoned their career as a fisherman.
就专心的跟着耶稣基督，与基督同在。
And they followed Jesus all the way.
做税吏的把那个税官那个好工作撇下，就每一天就跟着耶稣。
So, the tax collector abandoned this lucrative, you know, career and then followed Jesus.
第二件事情，他们被差出去传道。
And the second thing is that Jesus sent them out to preach.
他们为什么有权柄可以医治可以赶鬼？
Why those people have the authority to heal people and to drive out demons?
是因为耶稣把这个权柄给了这些人。
Because Jesus has given this authority to them.
接下来二十章到三十五章是一个对称结构。
So from verses 25, we can see a so-called symmetrical structure.
二十节开始的时候讲耶稣进了屋子，进了房间。
Well, verses 12 indicate that Jesus went into a room.
结尾的时候，耶稣在房间里面回答众人的提问。
In the end, he was replying people in the room.
当耶稣进入房间的时候，众人就跟着耶稣。
But when Jesus went into that room, many people followed.
结尾的时候，众人也围着耶稣，然后问耶稣问题。
But in the end, it also recorded that people circled Jesus and asked him questions.
在这个过程当中，当耶稣连饭都不吃，来专心来传道、医治、来帮助人的时候呢，他的家人出现了，就觉得说，哎，他是不是癫狂了？他是不是疯了
？So when Jesus even forgot to eat and just concentrate on his mission to heal people and to preach, his family came to look for him and wonder if he just.Lost his mind.
他们试图拦阻耶稣。
They tried to stop him.
然后在这个故事结尾的时候，他们就等在门口啊，他进不来嘛，在门口要招耶稣，要拉他回家。
So, in the end of this chapter, his family could not get in because there is a huge crowd. So they called Jesus and wanted to bring him home.
然后另外一批人出现了，就是这些从耶路撒冷特地赶来的文士。
And another group showed up here. Those are teachers came from Jerusalem.
但在这一段上两次提到这些人称耶稣是被鬼附的。
But twice it recorded that those teachers said Jesus was possessed by demon.
他们说耶稣之所以能够赶鬼能够医治是靠着鬼王的能力。
They said that the reason why Jesus can drive demons out because he was possessed by Elzebub.
那回应这个文士对他的指控呢？耶稣在中间就讲了一段的比喻。
But to respond to their, accusation, Jesus gave a response.
告诉这些文士，也告诉众人说，他赶鬼是神国的降临。
He told those teachers, but also to those crowd, that the reason why he was able to drive out demon because the kingdom of heaven has descended to on earth.
所以马可实际上在用这一段的记述来给我们画一幅的 picture, 一幅的图画。
So through this messages, Mark actually want to show us a picture.
这幅图画的中心人物就是耶稣自己。
So among this picture, in this picture, Jesus is the center.
围绕他的有文士，有家人，有众人。
People who circled him are teachers, the crowd, and his family.
但在这众人当中，到底谁真的是他的家人呢？
But among all these people, who are the real family of Jesus?
他们要满足什么样的条件才能够成为耶稣的真的母亲、真的兄弟姐妹呢？
Who can become Jesus' true mothers and the brothers and sisters?
这是耶稣最后讲的哈，就四面观看那周围坐着的人说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的兄弟，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。”
This is what Jesus said in this, at the end of this chapter. He looked at those who seated in a circle around him and said, Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
千万不要误解耶稣是教导人不去尊重他的母亲和兄弟姐妹。
Don't misunderstand that Jesus was telling people not to respect, you know, their mothers and brothers and sisters.
耶稣是在做机会教育啊。借着这个机会，他把握这个机会，他是最好的老师。他借着这个机会，把这样一个很重要的一个信息传递给我们。
Jesus is the best teacher. He was actually utilized this opportunity to teach us an important message.
后来，他的母亲、他的兄弟们都成了跟随主的这一批人当中的一份。
Later on, his mother, his brothers all became his followers.
耶稣在这里强调说，真正成为耶稣的门徒、耶稣的家人，能够永远永远在一起，不再是那个天然的血缘的那个关系了。
So Jesus mentioned here that, you know, what bound people together is not through blood, to become one family.
而是借着圣灵的连接，借着天父旨意的连接，借着我们的遵行，成为真正的、永远的这一个大家庭中的一份子。
People were bounded to become family through the Holy Spirit, through church, you know, through the fellowship inside of Jesus.
所以这一段里面，耶稣很清楚地告诉我们真门徒的三个标记。
So here, Jesus pointed out there are three trademarks of a true disciple of Jesus.
第一个就是常与主同在。
To be with Jesus.
像这些门徒一样，常常的跟随着耶稣。
Just like those apostles, always follow Jesus.
今天我们常与主同在，变得比当初的门徒更容易。
Today, it's easier for us to be with Jesus than those apostles at that time.
当时耶稣身体在地上的时候，他只能在一个地方带领有限的这些门徒跟着他。
Because at the time when Jesus was physically on earth, he was limited, you know, only to in contact with a very few people around him.
要有人想在那个时候跟随耶稣基督，只能到巴勒斯坦那块地方找到耶稣才能跟他。
So those who want to follow him has to came to Palestinian and physically, you know, and that's the only way to follow Jesus.
但是主耶稣基督死而复活之后，他把圣灵赐下来了。
However, after Jesus was resurrected, he has given us the Holy Spirit.
现在常常与主同在已经不在于那个 location, 你所在的地点。
So today we are limited to the location. We can follow Jesus everywhere.
你只要愿意，就可以在你现在所在的地方，心来转向神，让圣灵来引导你，让耶稣基督住在你的生命当中。
So as long as you're willing today that you can be guided by Holy Spirit and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
这是耶稣告诉门徒说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
Jesus told his followers, remain in me and I will remain in you.
当时的门徒大概听得糊里糊涂。
I guess, you know, those who follow him at the time was pretty puzzled what that means.
当时的门徒他可以在耶稣的左边，耶稣的右边，耶稣前面后面，他怎么在耶稣里面呢？
So maybe the apostle just wonder, you know, we can stand that, you know, on the right hand side, the left hand side, in front of him or behind him. How can we be in him?
这是耶稣借着他讲给我们听的。
Actually, it was Jesus, what Jesus wanted to tell us through them.
这是圣灵的时代，恩典的时代，复活的耶稣可以借着圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Because in the era of grace, the resurrected Jesus can live inside of our body.
只要我们愿意，我们就可以常常的住在主的里面。
As long as we are willing, we can also live in him.
不再受这个时空的限制了，我们可以随时的与主同在。
We are not limited by time or location. We can be with him all the time.
这是真门徒的第一个标记，要常与主同在。
So this is the one, the one of the characteristic of true Christians.
你有常与主同在吗？
So are you with Jesus all the time?
多经常才算常。
How often?
一个月一次，偶尔来一次，叫经常吗
？So come to the church once a month. That's called like often to be with Jesus.
一周一次，我每一周参加一次主日崇拜，算经常吗
？And to come to the church once a week, can it be called like be with Jesus all the time?
要天天与主同在，才叫常常与主同在。
Yeah, we have to be with him every day, so that means that to be with Jesus all the time.
耶稣呼召门徒的是说，你们要舍己，要背起你的十字架，天天来跟从我。
So when Jesus called his disciple apostle to follow him, he said, "You have to sacrifice whatever you have, carry your cross, and follow me every day."
作为你们的牧师，我很骄傲的可以跟大家讲。在我们当中有一批的弟兄姐妹就是天天在跟从主。
So as your pastor, I can say to you proudly that a group of people among you actually are followers of Jesus every day.
有一些是我知道的，我每一天都跟他们在一起。
Some of them I knew because I'm with them every day.
有一些可能我不知道的哈，有些弟兄姐妹也是借着读经，借着祷告，借着彼此的这个关顾，活在这个主的里面，真的是天天在主的面前活着。
Some of you I may not know, but you know, through daily prayers, fellowship, and the Bible reading, those people are with God every day.
第二个很重要的啊，要遵行神的旨意。
The second characteristic of a true Christian is to obey God, to do God's will.
真门徒不光只是说说而已。
Well, it's not just lip service, you know,
真门徒不光是装装样子给人看而已。
You don't just pretend that you are a Christian.
他们从心里啊，真的是遵行神旨意的人，就是耶稣基督的真门徒了。
So those who truly obey God's command from their heart, they are true Christians.
大家可以对照这个路加福音的同样的记载哈，路加讲说，听了神之道而遵行的人。就是我的母亲，我的弟兄了。
So we can also look at the book Luke. It said, "My mother and brother are those who hear God's word and put it into practice."
什么是马可讲的神的旨意
？So what is God's will, as Mark indicated here?
就是这本圣经，就是神的道。
It's this the Bible we're reading. It's the you know the words of God.
你要想遵行神的道，你首先要怎么样？听到神的道。
If you want to obey God's word, you have to listen to God's word first.
每一天来读圣经，这叫听神的道。
Every day you need to read the Bible.
听神的道，而且不光只是听听而已，要去遵行。
Not only just listen and read, but you have to obey.
每周一次两次的查经班，我们都是专心的在读神的话。
So every week, when we study God's words, we you know concentrated on His words.
呀，从我们教会四年前开始。特别是在过去这两年当中，我们真的是读了好多神的话。
So, in the past 4 years, especially during the pandemic years, we really study a lot of God's word.
在这件事情上，我们教会真的是很专心在去做。
So we really, you know, focus on learning God's word.
但是我们需要加强的是在遵行这一部分。
But we also need to do better to obey God's words.
我们已经读了很多。
We have already studied a lot.
我们已经查了很多，听了很多。
We listened a lot.
我们甚至可以讲很多。
Even we can talk with other people.
但是我们真的要好好学习去遵行神的话。
But we really have to learn to obey His commands.
这是前一段时间我听这个赖若翰牧师的他的一个分享当中所提到，怎么去遵行神的话，怎么去 smart, 去聪明的去应用神的话。
So this is what I learned from a message of a pastor Lai, how we can follow, you know, in a very specific way.
其实从去年下半年开始，我们教会的同步查经当中，我们就不断的在强调怎么去应用神的话。
So starting from the later half of last year, we already started to learn how to practice God's words.
今天这一部分我不会展开讲。
Today we may not have time to elaborate.
但这会是我们从九月份开始的全教会同步查经的重点。
But started from September, this will be the focus of our Bible study.
到那个时候，我们反复会跟大家提醒说，我们一起来学习哈，怎么去具体的、可测量、可达到、切合实际的、及时的去应用神的话。
So at the time, I will elaborate as a church. How can we obey God's word and practice words in a very specific way, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time related?
让我们一起在遵行神的话上面一同来成长。
So let's grow to learn to obey God's will.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
In John chapter 15, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
第三个真门徒的标记是接受差派，出去传福音、传道。
The third characteristic as a true Christian is to preach and get the authority from God to share gospel.
耶稣拣选我们是有一个目的的。
There is a reason why God has chosen us.
让我们与他同在。
To let us to be with him.
学习遵行主的道，神的旨意。
To learn to obey God's will.
然后一定要做这件事情哦。
And then you have to do this.
接受主的差派，出去为主去做见证。
You have to accept God's designation to preach.
当初门徒，耶稣就是这样训练门徒的。
Jesus training his disciple to do this.
十二个人两两的差出去去做见证。
He sent them out, you know, two in one group. So they can become a testimony and also teach people.
70个门徒跟耶稣基督一段时间，耶稣就两两的差他们出去去做见证。
So 70 disciples have followed Jesus for a while, and then Jesus sent them out, you know, in groups.
耶稣说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
In John chapter 15, Jesus said, You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
两年前在我们当中有个姊妹要回台湾。
So 2 years ago, a sister among us decided to go back to Taiwan.
那走之前我们全教会为她祷告，算差派她出去。
So before he departed, the whole church prayed for him and sent him out.
两年以后，最近我们有机会跟他一起在网上同工，他还记得这件事情。他当初哦，全教会在为我祷告，为我差派。
So 2 years later, when we get together with her online, she still remembered that she was, people here pray for him and sent him out.
而且在过去这两年当中，我们真的是看到神在这个姊妹身上做了很多很美好的工作。
And actually, in the past 2 years, we did see God's hands working through her, many wonderful things.
我们很感恩哈，奉着耶稣的权柄，能够差派我们的姊妹 去到新的地方去为主做见证。
We really grateful that through God's authority, we can send this sister out to a new place to work for God.
几天前我们有一对的夫妇要回大陆。
A few days ago, a couple from our church went back to China.
他们本来住在另外一个城市，也特别赶回来跟我们说再见。
And they live in a different city. They came on purposely to say goodbye.
当我们聚集的时候，我们也是奉着主的名把他们差派回去，为主去发光，去做见证。
So when we gather together, we also pray for them and send them to a different city to be a testimony of God.
我们还会持续的在我们当中做这种差派的工作。
We will continue to do this to send people out.
那过去这两年，我们做的最多的、专心去做的一个差派，就是网络的传福音的幸福小组。
So in the past 2 years, what we have focused is the happiness group online.
神真的是奇妙哈，在这样一个特别的时间，我们不用离开我们的地方，甚至不用离开我们的家，我们就可以接受主的差派，在网络的世界当中为主去做见证。
So how wonderful is God that you know during the pandemic, we didn't even have to leave our home or our city.We can become ambassador of God online.
这是去年年初2021年的一月份哈，我们这一批是9+1啊，有九个是我们教会里面自己的弟兄姐妹，还有一位是纽约的姊妹，我们接受差派来在网络上传福音。
So last year, you know, 9 of us, including one from other city in in New York, we became a group to.Preach the gospel and become ambassador of God online.
到去年的下半年，我们一组变两组啊，这是15+7啊，15位是我们教会的弟兄姐妹，有7位是来自于4个不同的教会的弟兄姐妹。
So later half of last year, one group became two. So including you know not only our people from our church, but there's also seven from other church who join us.
我们一组在星期六的早晨，一组在星期天的下午，我们在那里去做见证，哈，带人信主。
So one group gathered together on Saturday morning, the other is a Sunday afternoon. So we preached and tried to lead those who have not known Jesus.
到今年的上半年，我们第三次做的时候，我们不仅做国语，我们还开始了粤语的这个幸福小组的工作。
So starting from this year, not only we have the Mandarin Happiness Group, we started a Cantonese Happiness Group.
这一次是16+3啊，有3位是从这个 Syracuse, New York 一个教会出来的同工。
And this time, 16 members from our church and the 3 members are from Syracuse.
感谢主哈，我们遵行主给我们的大使命，忠心的去做真门徒、真教会的工作。不光是照片上大家可以看到的哈，还有很多的弟兄姐妹在背后为我们祷告，在为我们持守，一起来同工。还有弟兄姐妹有各样的其他的方式，把人带到这个小组里面，一起来做这个传福音的工作。
So thanks God, as long as we obey His command for the great commission.That we can work together to preach His gospel. So not only you know those in this group you have seen on the screen, but there are people who continues to pray for us, and those people who reach out to the non-believer and bring them to those happiness groups, so that we can all together you know testify for the Jesus grace.
很快，我们这个月又有新的同工的培训了。
So a quick, very soon this month we will have another course.
到八月底，我们就第四次的要做这个网络幸福小组的施工了。
So at the end of August, there will be the 4th happiness group.
如果你以前参与过至少一次的同工，欢迎你这次再回来。
If you haven't joined once, you're welcome to come back.
如果你还从来没有参与过这样的网络的幸福小组的传福音的工作，我邀请你啊，加入到这个团队当中。
If you have never done this before, I want to invite you to become a part of it.
到今年的九月份，玛丽兰福音教会就成立4周年了。
Well, this September, there will be the 4th anniversary of our church.
在这里的一批的弟兄姐妹追求常常的与主同在。
Well, a group of brothers and sisters want to be with God all the time.
彼此鼓励，我们不光是听到，我们要去行道。
Well, they encourage one another. Not only we want to listen to God's word, but we also want to take action.
作为主耶稣基督的真正的门徒，我们忠心的去做福音的工作。
As the true follower, disciple of Jesus, we want to share the gospel.
我们在这里成为一群主的门徒，成为天国的大使。
So here, as a group, we are the ambassador of heaven.
在我们当中有一些人从四年前一开始就在我们的当中。
There are some of you are with us from the very beginning of Maryland Gospel Church.
身上带着主耶稣基督给我们的这些的标记。
So are those who carry the characteristic and trademark.
忠心的走这一条背十字架跟随主的门徒的道路。
To carry their cross to follow Jesus faithfully every day.
不容易，会遇到困难。
It's not easy. There are always difficulties.
甚至有的时候我们会觉得疲累，会觉得很难。
Sometimes we feel fatigued and very difficult.
但弟兄姐妹，我在这里鼓励你们，我们这一条路走的是对的。
But I want to encourage you today that this is the right path we are on.
是耶稣基督在带领我们往前走。
It is Jesus who actually lead us.
而且他应许我们，只要我们这样去做，持续的去做，他就常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And he also promised as long as we continue on this path, he will be with us until the end of the earth.
在我们当中，可能有些弟兄姐妹过去四年好像还是一个旁观者，还是在观望，还是在等待。
Well, some of you seems like, you know, an observer. You're still waiting for some point of time.
有一些弟兄姐妹是在过去这两年疫情当中加入我们这个行列的。
Some of you just joined us during the pandemic.
有一些呢是我们恢复实体聚会之后来到我们当中的。
There are also some new friends who just joined us after we start in-person worship.
那我们在这里都向你们发出这样一个邀请，加入到这个行列，让我们一起来追求走这一条十字架的门徒的道路。
So I want to invite every one of you to join us to walk on this path as the true apostle, true disciple of Jesus Christ.
或长或短的时日，当我们最终有一天面对面见到神的时候。
Sooner or later, the day when we meet Jesus our Lord face to face,
让我们这个教会玛丽兰福音教会成为上帝荣耀的称赞。
So let Maryland Gospel Church become the glorious praise that is pleasing in God.
成为属于耶稣基督的真教会。
So we can become the true church of Jesus Christ.
让我们成为耶稣基督真的家人。
Let us to become Jesus Christ's true family.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Now let's bow our head and pray.